grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Mary Jane. Yes, yes, it's 4:23. It's time for Marijuana Media.
Woohoo!
How are you, Chris?
Very kia ora. Well. And you, kia ora?
Doing good. Doing good.
Kia ora also to the highest people, highest humans, up in the Artemis rocket right now, who timed a high energy burn for 420. I love that. It's going to take them into the high orbit for the 420 burn. That was why we're a bit late, everyone. I just think that's so cool.
Wait, what do you mean they went up to orbit? What do you mean the high orbit?
They were doing like a low orbit, then a high orbit, and they had to burn their engines to get to the high orbit. And coincidence or not, it just happened at 420.
I've been hearing a lot about space. Is there something going on? Are they going back to the moon or something?
Mm.
I feel like I heard NASA's planning missions.
Yes, it's happening right now.
Wow.
They're literally in space. They're doing it. Yep.
Would you go to space?
I don't know. That's a freaky question.
Can you get high in space?
I'm sure you can. Has anyone yet? That is the thing.
I'm willing to do it. I will set the record.
There has been cannabis experiments on the International Space Station.
Experiments.
So supposedly, that's what they wrote it up as. That sounds fun. Some germination of hemp and things.
Very good.
Mutations, blah, blahs.
Yep.
Yeah, so good on them. Good on them. So get high for the astronauts, everyone, and have a ponder. It's a good moment too. In zone or unwind?
Oh my gosh, you brought me another one.
In zone.
Is this the energy for me?
End of the week for me. I need to unwind. This is the terpene drinks.
Oh yes, long weekend.
Oh yes.
Is it?
You know, last week we were talking about over the phone how the arrests have like gone up. Police are like, oh no, nothing to do with us. But 50% up. To coincidence or not, last time arrest for this high was last time National was leading the government 8 years ago. So amid record surges in cocaine supply coming across the Pacific, despite all that, and wondering, perhaps as I do, do police have their eyes on the right thing, eyes on the ball? In the news this week, three news: Police Minister Mark Mitchell. And this is fresh from liberalising alcohol laws in time for Easter. Drug law enforcement is working. You can watch him try to explain that on 3 News. So apparently it's working. And what this really leads me to, though, rather than... because obviously it's not. There's this new study has come out. Journal Economic Modelling. Great timing this week. Cannabis legalisation laws are associated with lower crime rates.
It's just like, how many times do you need to like tell these people?
Well, it's one thing telling them, and then but having the studies.
Yeah, but it's like there's so many studies. Like, at what point are the studies like? What's the next thing?
That's true. But it's now like, you've got America, so it makes it a bit different. Before it's kind of like, you know, like looking at like say Holland, which never actually changed their law. They just changed the way they enforce it, their tolerance for certain things. Right? So kind of makes it harder to study, or at least to draw conclusions that other people want to follow.
Mm.
Whereas America, you have this sort of thing with 26 legal states, and then the ones that don't, and then the medical.
Right.
Anyway, so they looked at every single state, and then crime rates and things. What they found. No surprise. Liberalised, reformed marijuana laws associated with reductions in overall criminal activity. This was an interesting thing. Adoption of medical cannabis laws, legalisation, was associated with reduced property crime. And adult use legalisation was associated with decreases in violent crime. They're not necessarily directly tied to either of those things, but by making those changes, you have these flow-on effects through society.
Yeah, wow.
And what they found these trends become more pronounced over time. So you can't just kind of change the law and go, we didn't get a benefit. You've actually got to caution.
Play the long game.
You got to wait a few years, and then you see more and more benefit from it.
Yeah, totally. That makes sense, doesn't
incredible,
it?
Eh? So reduction in property crime and violent crime if you legalize for everyone.
Very
also,
good.
Also... Another thing that Mark Mitchell perhaps should be aware of, not only that, you get improved police clearance rates because, surprise, surprise, police have better things to do when they're not chasing cannabis consumers or medical patients or green fairies and like Gandalf, who they're still pursuing.
Jesus Christ.
The biggest improvement in police clearance rates in places where cannabis is legalised is cases involving violent offences. Incredible, eh? Because police who aren't bogged down with crap involving cannabis can actually turn their attention to it.
And so
they prioritise it because that's what they want to get on with. They want to solve those ones. But they're stuck with these stupid
other
drug laws.
God. Oh, gosh. Come on, you guys.
So there we go. Right, it's election year. This is why we have to, why we bang on.
This is why we're talking about this bullshit.
And then on the ha-ha front, not ha-ha really, because you wouldn't want this really if it was your school, probably, Tologa Bay area school. Principal makes a plea for the cannabis grower, a local cannabis grower, after a pungent smell. This is in Stuff and the Herald and things. So apparently wafts of cannabis across the school, which is not good. But I did think immediately, remember a couple of months ago, we talked about that roundabout in the Waikato, and it turned out it was the mulch that they were putting down. It just gives
and
off...
And it smelled like weed.
It just gives off the same the same compounds are coming
off. Right. Oh, that's what it is, because sometimes I just walk around and I'm like, why does it smell like weed? And sometimes it does smell like weed, and then sometimes you're like, it could just be the chemical compounds of the mulch that's just the same as the terpenes.
I agree. I've smelled it in the bush, and then it's not a plant just hidden in the...
Because does a plant, do the plants, so say you went into a marijuana factory, or whatever you call it, nursery, does it smell like a pungent smell of weed, of marijuana, like when you...
Oh, yes. Well, while it's flowering,
Okay, just checking.
But it's not the same as, quite the same smell as smoking it or whatever, but it's
definitely, of course.
You got a lot in your bag, you know? I mean, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So that's the thing. That is the thing. You legalise and it's still a... Smell can be an issue. You need kind of a, you know...
A loud smell.
Good carbon filters and so forth. Maybe they could burn some incense.
There it is.
Carbon filters is what you do. So certainly commercial grows in it and, you know, like licensed grows in it. It's very easy. I hear some of the rumours around Helios as they went, which went defunct, of course. But I hear rumour from the industry, they spent $15 million on all their aircon and...
Oh, trying not to have a smell.
Smell stuff. And you're just controlling all the air in and out, all that kind of stuff.
But the smell's the best part, isn't it? Even people that don't smoke say, oh, I love the smell. That, in my experience, overwhelmingly positive reviews around the smells. Anyway.
You do get the odd one. It's important to be considerate. And also, you might want to draw attention to yourself. So you can get things like this for your little... this is a smell-proof baggie that we happen to have at the hemp store here. What do they call it? A smell-proof wristlet. It's got seven layers with carbon all in the middle. And
that's if you don't want to be detected.
You could be licensed with, you know, you could be legal. Of course you're legal. That's what we're talking about, is your legal medical.
That's
you don't
a good
want to draw
bag.
Attention to yourself.
No.
You don't want to be like, oh, I'm stinking it all out with my medical.
And the one's been specifically engineered to shield from the smell. Let me see if I can...
They come in all shapes and sizes.
Fab. And you can get different colours?
Black's definitely... We do. We do have other colours.
This is the most popular one.
It's
a good one. Good bag.
Maybe we could give one of them away.
You want to give one away? Surely we could figure that out.
Not the contents.
No. Not the contents this time. But yeah, if you wanted to give one away, we absolutely could give one away. It's a good bag.
Okay. Maybe think of a question by the end of the show.
Ooh.
Or now.
The loudest, I have to think of one. Or we could do it next week.
What type of crime is adult use legalization associated with?
Exactly, it's not just a quiz, it's more of a quiz.
It's got to be a quiz.
We need to do a pop quiz.
So there you go, there's the question. What type of crime is associated, or reduction, is associated with adult use legalization?
I know the answer. Do you?
5395.
5395.
Meanwhile, think about it. This is incredible, right? Cannabis compounds, CBD and CBG, may help reverse fatty liver disease. This is a metabolic dysfunction that affects 1 in 3 adults. It's associated with all sorts of bad things that you know, obesity, blood pressure, diabetes, strokes, heart attacks, the works. 1 in 3 adults. No known treatment. You treat symptoms or the individual things, no known actual...
No cure.
No cure for it. Anyway, so, bloody hell. Hebrew University of Jerusalem, hold that against them, found these compounds may... So what they do is they boost liver energy reserves and restore the cellular cleanup process. They both do it in really interesting ways that they'd never found before. What they did is they gave these mice a very unhealthy Western diet and and literally made them like really unhealthy. And then they treated them for 3 weeks with CBD.
Wow.
5 kilos, or 5 milligrams a kilo, sorry. 5 milligrams a kilo of body weight, going up to 10 milligrams a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
Or they got CBG at 12.5 milligrams a kilo, going up to 25. Take note, although they did say don't take note, because this is for mice, so don't translate that to people.
Yeah,
so
yes,
actually
don't do that.
Ignore those numbers. But anyway, it gives you an idea. It's kind of, it's actually pretty similar doses that people do take, so there you go. What they found is CBD and CBG both improved blood sugar control, reduced the harmful lipids, which are your cholesterols, the LDL, the bad one, and therefore the fatty liver disease that these mice had was reversed. They lost fat mass despite being maintained on the unhealthy Western diet. They actually got thinner by having the CBD and CBG.
No way.
What it did is activated these things called cathepsins, which are the liver's cellular cleaning enzymes, and gave them a boost and got them all functioning and working. CBD and CBG were interacting directly with the liver, not with the actual cannabinoid receptors. That was another interesting thing. The second process was its phosphocreatine energy buffering system, which meant that instead of screwing up people's insulin and all that, the liver could actually handle it.
Wow.
Incredible. So both worked, but CBG had the more pronounced effect, they said.
CBG.
That
What's
is like
that?
The mother cannabinoid, the one that's produced first, and it either gets turned into THC or CBD by the plant.
Oh.
So it's kind of the mother cannabinoid.
How do you get onto that before it gets off into the
you
other
can,
two?
You get, some plants are high in it, there's like, you can look up Tiger Drops, perhaps. He's got some CBG. It's not a controlled cannabinoid, because it's not psychoactive, so you can just get it. So anyway, yes, CBG, very interesting. It was particularly effective at lowering the bad LDL cholesterol, CBG.
Wow.
Good, eh?
Yeah, cool. that's really awesome. I hope they do make good on that study somehow.
Yes. Well, another one also came out at the same time, a week ago, from Argentina, Frontiers in Nutrition, with the sun was in. This was female mice, which most studies don't use. Use male mice. So this is interesting. It was a female mice. Did the same sort of thing. This was just CBD, though, rather than CBG. And they also found better lipids and the cirrhosis markers were reduced. And it normalized its endocannabinoid system. There you go.
Jesus. Oh. Wow, shout out all those mice, stoner mice, against their own, you know, will, but they did something for the greater good, didn't they?
That's right. So we need the human studies, but what they have done is observational ones where they actually look at cannabis consumers and control them to non-consumers versus consumers, and cannabis consumers have lower rates of the fatty liver disease in the real world.
Wow. That's good then, I guess, isn't it?
It's very good.
Good on us.
Yeah. Dose up.
Dose it up.
Get hold of some CBD or CBG.
Yeah. And get it in you.
Yeah.
Nice. That's not bad.
There you go. We've got some friendly doctors, of course. You can contact through the shop, through the hemp store.
Yep.
Give us a ring or see the website. We're closed over the public holidays of Easter. Just wanted to say.
So what does that mean?
Friday, Sunday, Monday.
Open Saturday.
Open Saturday. And it's FAM, F-A-M, on K Road for Saturday.
When is it not FAM? Because I think every weekend there's something going on.
First of the month.
Oh, okay.
First of the
always
month.
Yeah, yeah.
The months are just, they're ticking by too quick. That's what
they are. There is so many months going on all the time. Okay, first of every month, then that's going to help me remember it. Obviously, because it's first Thursdays, but it's not Thursday anymore. It's Saturday.
First Saturdays.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so it's FAM on Karangahape.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good.
The M can stand for marijuana or medicine.
I've just seen your watch. Is that brand new?
No.
You've had that forever?
Yeah.
I've just noticed that. That is so cool. Let me have a close look. Very good. I won't describe it on the air because you might jump him on his way.
Don't do that.
That's a pretty good watch, man. I love it. Sorry. Anyway,
you might be able to find. Oh, I don't know. Anyway,
That's a custom. It's exclusive.
It's a Timex cannabis themed watch.
It's so cool. Very good. It's shiny.
I like it myself.
Very good.
Weed Eaters, the film. That's also what I wanted to highlight. It's a special Q&A this coming Wednesday.
I'll be there.
Hollywood with the cast and directors, I think.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, so you'll be so stoked.
I'm going to try my best to get to that because I think it'll be very cool. But also on the 24th, also at the Avondale. So this will be the one, I think. 24th of April, just after 420 day, is the 4D Sights and Smells version.
Of Weed Eaters.
Of Weed Eaters.
They're doing up theatre, those four.
Surely they're going to burn some hemp, eh?
Yeah, if I know anything about those four, it's that they will be doing realism.
There you go.
Hyper-realism inside. Oh, that's fab. I wanted to go to both of those.
Well, there you go. Let's do it. And of course, 420 day coming up, Monday, April 20.
Hey, look, people have actually were listening and have texted in, and they've also texted with their B cards.
Well, there you go. You draw one.
Well,
and come on down to the shop and get your ooze smellproof bag.
Whoever is the Auckland based one, who are we going to pick? Boom, 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 boom. 3, 2, 1. Chris Stacey, you win.
Right.
Congratulations, Chris. You've won yourself an ooze bag. 7 layers of protection for the loud smelling goodness inside. I'm so surprised that people were texting. People were actually listening and texting.
Of course they are.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's true. I need to have faith. Yeah. Hey, thanks everyone for texting in. That's awesome. And congratulations to you, Chris. You've won a little goodie bag. You're just going to have to get down to the hemp store on Saturday.
Right.
Not Friday, not Sunday, and not Monday, but any other day, you're welcome.
Mm.
Awesome. Look at that. And then there's just been, that's kind of it. Someone said, you bump into someone anywhere with alcohol and the chances are they want to have a fight. But somewhere people are enjoying the sacred herb, chances are they will apologize and share. And it's true.
Right on. Well, with that in mind, have a lovely Easter.
Yeah,
the rabbis say, your medical cannabis is kosher, so you know it's all good. You can pass one over for Passover, which is today. I just wanted to get that in.
That's awesome. Thanks so much. There's a lot of puns going on.
That's right.
And yes, enjoy your 420, everybody, and we'll see Chris next week. Thanks for coming in.
Sweet.
And make sure you go and get your little bag, Chris. And not that kind of bag, a different kind of bag. A bag for your bag.
Bring a bag for the bag.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.